Alrighty, folks, we welcome you back. It's Sports Talk. We've got a Tuesday working here. Let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, get into our chat with the coach, the reigning Pac-12 regular season and tournament champs, looking loaded for next year with 5 5-stars, a big-time transfer, some new faces, some returning standouts. On Twitter, it's at GoDucksKG. Kelly Graves checks in. Coach, how are we doing during a week like few others most have experienced?
Yeah, this has been crazy. I can't really even put the whole experience into words. Saddened by what I'm seeing, I know a lot of my players are experiencing, it's been a tough week. Mary and I were actually down in Arizona, and kind of detached a little bit for a few days. Just got back yesterday, and it's been a pretty heavy day, actually.
Yeah, the conference released a pretty powerful statement about the murder of George Floyd, called it an American injustice. Coaches teach. You work with the next generation of teachers, coaches, and leaders, and obviously you're currently separated. But how do you see the best way to kind of address this issue with your student-athletes?
Well, we're actually going to have a Zoom call tomorrow with, this past season's team, as well as next year's group. We've got them all together. One of my former assistant coaches, who was also a Division I athlete, Dr. Julie Shaw, is going to address the group. This is one of her specialties, and she's just going to have a chance to give, our players some space and let them vent, let them talk. She'll facilitate this. She's a psychologist. She's truly one of the smartest people that I know. So I'm really looking forward to kind of having her help our players navigate through this. The tough part, Steve, is they're not here. They're not with us. We can't sit them down and have dialogue.
Right.
And that makes it tough. So hopefully tomorrow will help. I know Satu's going to hop on with us,
great.
Hopefully a lot of our players that just graduated will be there.
I had somebody much, much younger than me, which that list is pretty long. And I know, yeah. I'm about 3 years older than you, so we're kind of peers. And the question to me was, when you see the state of race relations right now, knowing what happened in the 60s, they said, am I more angry, frustrated, or confused? I'm going to give you what I answered, and I'm curious as to your reaction. I said, more than anything, beyond the anger, I said, I'm disappointed. I thought our country was better than this. What do you think?
No question. A disappointment, sad. I think that angry, the emotions run the gamut. And listen, we're getting zero leadership, and that's what I'm most concerned about. Now's the time when we need strong leadership and a plan, and how are we going to navigate this? How are things going to change? And we're just not getting it. And it's very similar to the pandemic, and it's crazy through everything that's going on. We still have the pandemic that is still again taking lives and affecting our way of life, and it's just not been a very, very good a few months.
Sure has.
I'm still kind of at a loss and still numb. I can only feel for my student athletes and what they're trying to how they're trying to work through all of this.
We're talking with Kelly Graves, and it's been nice to see some of the coaches speak out. We know football is an engine that runs a lot of major universities, and sometimes people play it safe. Mario Cristobal was out there protesting arm in arm with members of the community. What was your reaction to your colleague, your friend, who a first generation Cuban American, and his willingness to just make this kind of statement?
Well, I think it's great, and I actually tweeted at him later that day. I thought he set a great example for all of us coaches. And I would like to say that I had been in town here, I'd have been right there alongside of him. I think that was important what he did. I think we're blessed as college coaches. I mean, I get to work with the best and the brightest of this next generation, of this young generation. And, you know, and I've had the privilege and honor of coaching, players from every background, all races and religions and creeds and, sexual orientation. And I think that's the beauty of college athletics. I think we're such a diverse group, and I'm privileged to be able to coach, that kind of a team and in that setting. So, I'm proud of Mario. I'm proud of all of our coaches. I'm proud of the university. I thought Mike Schill stepped up and was very eloquent in his words. I thought Rob Mullins did a great job representing our athletic department, what he said, and it's not just words. The part I have is there's a lot of people putting a lot of words out there, but it comes down to actions, and that's again being as a coach. Hey, you can tell me one thing, but guess what? Produce,
right?
Okay, put your money where your mouth is, and that's how we operate in athletics, and that's now how we need to operate in society. And so, but I'm proud of our university and our athletic department and all our coaches, how they've stepped up.
Agreed and well said. Let's get to some hoops. You know, when we spoke of the passing of Jerry Sloan last week, you mentioned, the obvious connection stylistically. He's a pick and roll guy. You love the pick and roll, the way you spread the floor. And so you started coaching real soon, if not immediately after your college playing days ended. I'm kind of curious, who are some of the coaches who influenced the way you coach?
I've learned from every coach that I had, good things and bad things, but I can tell you exactly what I learned from my college coach, Gary Colson, who was, a legend and a Hall of Famer. He was very cerebral. He wasn't the kind of just rah-rah guy, in pregame speeches and things like that. It's very cerebral. This is what we want to do. This is how we want to attack it. He would always say, if we win, we'll be humble. If we lose, we'll be sad. And I just love that approach. He was always even keeled. He never knew when we were up, down, whatever. I learned that from him, and he and I still stay in touch, and he's well into his 80s. My high school coach, who later, he got me into college coaching, a guy named Mark Poth at Big Bend Community College, very offensive-minded. He loved to get the ball up and down the floor, was shooting three-pointers long before that became, real popular. And so I took a lot from him. Jim Sollers, the gentleman who first hired me as a Division I assistant coach at the University of Portland, really taught me work-life balance. He was more than just a coach. Very interesting man. He was a professor of German history right there at the university. But had great work-life balance, and I think that that's something I've learned from him, and I've tried to emulate. I've learned from my assistant coaches. So the coach that I always saw as my favorite was Dean Smith. To me, he was the epitome of a great coach. I hate to say it because of kind of who the reputation had. I learned a lot from Bobby Knight about motion offense.
Sure.
I bought all of his tapes back in the day. He yelled at me one time at a basketball camp. He stood me up because I wasn't really paying attention. It was at an All-American basketball camp. There were about 200 people there. And he singled me out in front of everybody, had me stand up, put his hand on my neck and squeezed really hard, basically told everybody, look at this piece of crap,
Nice.
Because I wasn't paying attention. But I learned a lot from him and his philosophy. So I think as a coach, you learn from lots of different people.
Getting screamed and yelled at by Bobby Knight. That's a long list.
I was a ninth grader. Yeah, ninth grader. And, he's a big man.
He's
not some small guy. Big, strong guy. This was back in like 1978, 1979. So he was coming off a couple national championships. He was at the height of his career.
That's brilliant. So along those lines, you know, be it stylistic philosophy, when you are in the market and going to hire an assistant, in the process of lining up candidates, do you say, well, she's a motion offense coach, or he's a zone defense guy, or is it kind of understood when you take a job with Kelly Graves, they know what your preferences are? I'm curious as to that process.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think at this point, I've been doing this so long, and I haven't changed much in what I run, you know, in the last 20 years or so. So I'm not really looking a coach for a coach that would come in with all these new ideas. I'm looking for just people persons, you know, who just love to be with people, want to work hard, are loyal to what you're trying to do. I think that's critical. New ideas are important, but I have enough colleagues and friends and there's so much information out there. If I wanted to change, I would find that information. You know, if I want to run the dribble drive, I'll go right to Vance Wahlberg, who designed the offense. You know, I'm to that point. So, my assistant coaches don't get enough credit. They've done such an awesome job. Chavi Lopez and Mark Campbell and Jody Berry, Nia Jackson, Megan Lopez. They're terrific people, and they work their butts off.
Final thought for Coach Graves. Last week I had someone by the name of Taylor Chavez on my show, and it's the first time I've had some one-on-one time, and I just love her story, growing up playing with siblings bigger and stronger than her, friends older than her, and we've talked about her tenacity. And when I think about that, she's just finishing her sophomore year, and I know we've hit on this, but she's not only ready, but she talked about how willing she is to be one of your leaders these next 2 years. I mean, I know we gush about some of your players, but she's another one. She's just a remarkable young woman.
She is, and brilliant, by the way, an awesome student, great teammate. And yes, we are asking for her to give us a lot of leadership, but that's expected. I know she's capable of giving it. I got a feeling she's going to be similar to Sabrina in that she's going to be a heart and soul of our basketball team.
Yeah.
And I think she relishes that. She's ready for it, just like you said. I'm telling you, she's the whole package. And, you know, great that she got sixth player of the year. That's an awesome award. I'll tell you what, she'd have started for 99.9% of the other colleges out there. She just happened to be playing behind the number one and two draft picks. You know, so that's not many people can say that, but I know she has learned her lessons. And she is going to display that starting next year.
Nah, I'm looking forward to it. She was just a joy to chat with. Coach, welcome back to town. Always look forward to our chats. You can follow on Twitter at GoDucksKG. Thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate the time as always.
All right, thanks,
be
Steve.
Well. All right.
Have a great rest of your show, buddy.
Thank you. Have a good one. All right. There he is, Kelly Graves. Always a fun chat. All right, 284-8571. It's your Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Why don't we take a break, come back, wrap up the 4 o'clock hour of Sports Talk, 95.3 The Score.